what spiritual formation tends to do is that they tend to have this position on the importance of doing all of these practices to be more like Jesus. Who is to protect these hens from this fox? The farmer. When you hear about spiritual formation, it sounds like something that would benefit your church. But is it? Grace and Truth is next. Hey guys, and welcome to a very special edition of this week's podcast. I'm a grateful gospel-centered disciple of Jesus Christ who struggles yet perseveres, and my name is Dave. I hope and pray that you're doing well. Today's podcast, entitled A Fox in the Hen House, was broadcasted live on Facebook on March 30th, 2020. Let's take a listen. Richard Foster, Dallas Willard, John Ortberg. What comes to mind when you hear those names? Well, if you've ever been familiar with a movement called Renovare, or even anything similar to that, you know that those have to do with something called the Spiritual Formation Movement. Now, let's talk about what the spiritual formation movement is. In this article that I have from gotquestions.org, it says as follows. Quote, "The spiritual formation movement is very popular today. It is, however, in many ways a move away from the truth of God's word to a mystical form of Christianity, and it has infiltrated to some degree nearly all evangelical denominations. The idea of spiritual formation is based on the premise that if we do certain practices, we can be more like Jesus. Proponents of spiritual formation erroneously teach that anyone can practice these mystical rituals and find God within themselves." Okay, obviously you can hear that there is something wrong. I have encountered people who were supporters of this movement. A number of them would actually quote from Dallas Willard or John Ortberg. Upon this discovery, I had to do some investigation. Now, why would I conduct an investigation? Well, whenever I hear the name of a leader and it seems to connect in some way with false teaching, I cringe. Now, why? Because a lot of the things that they, because if I'm cringing, that basically is a sign that, like, there's a false teacher. I mean, that was the case with me when it came to Rob Bell, Joshua Harris, among many others. But when we hear about teachers like R.C. Sproul, John MacArthur, J. Vernon McGee, Alistair Begg, Chuck Swindoll, among many others, we're talking about true, authentic Bible teachers who hold fast to the Word of God. Now, what spiritual formation tends to do is that they tend to have this position, as I mentioned earlier, on the importance of doing all of these practices to be more like Jesus. However, there is a problem. A lot of the people who are involved with this movement come from different types of denominations. Some come from Roman Catholic denominations. Some come from other mainline Protestant denominations. But there really isn't any connection with evangelical Christianity in this movement. A lot of the things that are taught in this movement are inconsistent with Scripture. From my experience, whenever I would share quotes from J. Vernon McGee, Alistair Begg, Chuck Swindoll, R.C. Sproul, Charles C. Ryrie, among many others, I know that some of the group members in my previous group weren't okay with that. And then one day I was pulled aside and they said, "Dave, we want to talk to you about some of the things that you've been sharing in the group, there are certain people who aren't really comfortable with you sharing that stuff. Not everybody really wants to hear that. You know something? Here's my response to that. I am not a people pleaser, and I don't care how other people respond. I am concerned about letting the truth speak for itself and dwelling in our hearts richly. What is the truth? This is the truth. My B-I-B-L-E, Bible. And the reality is, even if we tried to do all these things in order to be like Christ, the reality is we're not going to go anywhere. The Bible teaches us that God justifies the ungodly. In Romans chapter 3, God made it clear here through the Apostle Paul that we are justified by faith apart from, not based upon, but apart from the works of the law. This movement, which was started in like the late 80s, early 90s, I don't even know how long ago it started, but I do know this. There's no connection whatsoever with Christianity whatsoever. Why? Well, because if I try to do all these things in order to please God, I'm exhausting myself. Now, I firmly believe that spiritual growth comes not solely by serving, but as a result of a proper understanding of the gospel and the word of God. It is vital that we understand that the word of God is our authority, and it speaks to us. God speaks to us through his word. This is where we get our spiritual nourishment. This is where we get our lobster tail and filet mignon. This is where we get our broccoli. This is where we get our mashed potatoes and gravy. We do not get any of that from spiritual formation. I have to be honest with you. I didn't know anything about this movement until I remember being at one of my previous churches. And when I was first exposed to this, I started to become concerned. Quotes from Dallas Willard started to freak me out. Why? I don't know. Now I do. As the title says, there's a fox in the hen house. There is a fox in the hen house. And that fox is called spiritual formation. The hens need to be protected by this fox. Who is to protect these hens from this fox? The farmer. We as human beings are not to be subjected to this type of movement. The way that we are transformed is not through meditative prayers, not through mysticism, not through contemplative prayers, not through any of that, but through reading, studying, understanding, and applying the Word of God. Paul tells us in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. The moment I learned about this movement, I knew that I had to speak up. And some people weren't, and there were a lot of people who were not okay with me doing that. And they tried to discourage me from saying, look, I'm sorry, but I'm not a people pleaser. I have to stand my ground. My convictions stand as they are. But then they get upset with me saying, see, you're focusing on yourself again. You gotta serve. No, I need to grow. I need to go, grow, and serve. When I found out that these quotes from Dallas Willard that they kept sharing had connection with the spiritual formation movement, I knew throughout all this time that I was deceived all this time. This movement is not only dangerous theologically, but mentally and emotionally, it is also damaging. Because I'm involved with a ministry called Celebrate Recovery, and it's a 12-step program. I've been doing it for over 5 years now. And one of the things that I noticed is that every time people who were involved with that movement would try to give me advice, it would interfere with my 12-step program. And my sponsor, and a lot of my sponsors were troubled by this. And I couldn't understand why they were troubled either, but now I do. I had people coming to my life who were trying to interfere with my road to recovery. There were also people who were trying to interfere with my sanctification. And I told them, I need to set my ground. And I have boundaries as well. When those boundaries are not respected, it doesn't go well. And it puts my sponsor in an awkward position as well. Now, because of this, it would always lead to relapse in my road to recovery. That's dangerous. Those are serious, and it really messes things up. And if you struggle with Asperger's, I will tell you this. The spiritual formation movement is an Aspie's worst nightmare. I can tell you from experience that it is a worst nightmare. If you are a sponsor in Celebrate Recovery, I would advise you to make sure that you protect your sponsee from this movement. It will interfere with their 12 steps, and it will mess up their road to recovery. They will relapse if they get involved in such practice. And theologically, for all of my fellow Christians, avoid this movement at all costs. It is not in compliance with the dictates of Scripture. True spiritual growth does not come from following these church, these disciplines. True, authentic spiritual growth comes from a proper understanding of the Word of God and letting it dwell in our hearts richly. The Word of God is what is where the true life transformation comes. The question then comes down to this. Is it heresy? You may be wondering. I believe it is. I believe that the spiritual formation movement is heresy. So the official position of the gospel-centered autism awareness movement is this. The spiritual formation movement is heresy and an Aspie's worst nightmare. From a recovery standpoint, it will do anything to interfere with and disrupt a 12-step participant's journey. Sponsors must be alert about this movement and protect their sponsees from it. From a theological standpoint, the mysticism and contemplative approach to spiritual growth is inconsistent with what Scripture teaches. True spiritual growth comes as a result of a proper understanding of God's Word. That's what sanctification is all about. Spiritual formation has no place in a Christ-centered recovery, nor has any place in any local communion that exists to make, mature, and mobilize apprentices of Jesus. For these reasons, we reject the spiritual formation movement because we believe it is damaging and dangerous to people who struggle with high-functioning autism and does not comply with Scripture. Now, some of you may be wondering, you recommend a lot of churches, Dave. How do you know if one of your churches, of the churches recommended by your network, affirms such a doctrine? I don't know. But I want to advise you of this. If you struggle with Asperger's and you are involved in any of these churches, if you hear any hint of spiritual formation in your congregation, address it to your leadership and express your concerns. And if they are unwilling to comply and they are recommended by my network, contact me immediately and I will have a word with them. And if they refuse to comply, I will dismiss them from the network. I promise you, I will do that. Because I am not going to recommend churches that are detrimental to our spiritual growth and will only cause more damage to our mental health. I do not tolerate heresy. And I will stand by my ground, I will stand in my convictions, and I will stand up for what I believe in. And I am not going to apologize for it. I won't. I don't tolerate it. I even came across a quote from the late Dr. R.C. Sproul. And I'm going to have to see where I put it. Here is. The Bible says it matters eternally what you believe, and that God Himself commands to be worshipped properly, and that God Himself despises religion that is of human invention. Spiritual formation is a human invention. It is not biblical. Now, I have resources that will help you on this issue. I will provide several articles from gotquestions.org to provide clarity on what the spiritual formation movement is. I will also provide information from Grace to You with John MacArthur. And I'm currently reading a booklet on my iPad that I found recently, and it was pretty less expensive. It was just a booklet, around like $2. And I'm going to be reading it as well. And I would recommend it to you as well. Is your church doing spiritual formation? Important reasons why they shouldn't. And it's from Lighthouse Trails. There's another book that I recommend, and I was actually in the process of listening to it at work. Here's what it's called. It's called The Heart of the Church by Joe Thorne. I would strongly encourage you to read that book. It talks about what a true healthy church is. I would strongly encourage you that if you ever hear anything about spiritual formation, if you hear any quotes from Dallas Willard, John Ortberg, or any of those other guys, address it to your leadership. And if your leaders refuse to comply, I don't care how old they are. I don't care how long they've been at the church. I don't even care what their age is. Yes, we respect our elders, but if they are teaching false teaching, that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how old they are. You are not in a position to teach false doctrine to anyone, regardless of your age. Anybody who is an elder who is teaching you this doctrine of spiritual formation, call them out right on the spot. There's no biblical basis for it. And this is difficult. This was difficult for me to share. But I can tell you from experience that this movement has caused incredible damage to me. It is not healthy for people who struggle with Asperger's, and it certainly has no basis to be in our churches. And it's my hope and prayer that if you have ever been a victim of this type of a movement, please reach out to me, and I will do everything I can to recommend a healthier church for you. Because the spiritual formation movement is heresy and is an Aspie's worst nightmare. Let's pray. Father God, Adonai, thank you. Thank you that you are still with us. Thank you for being with me and giving me the strength and wisdom and the discernment on what is right and what is wrong. And Father, I thank you that you have been able to give me this courage to just share what was on my heart about this movement. Father, may we not be exposed by this. Father, may we not fall for this. May we stand our ground and hold firm to your word. The only thing that gives us the proper spiritual growth that we need is your word and your word alone. Sola Scriptura. Protect us from any doctrine that is inconsistent with what your word teaches. And I ask, Father, that this also open the hearts and the eyes of people who have been wounded by this movement. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Along with the resources that I've shared on the broadcast, I have a few more resources for you. There's a Q&A session with Dr. MacArthur alongside Michael Horton and the late Dr. R.C. Sproul from Ligonier Ministries. They answer the question about spiritual formation and answer the question as to whether or not it's biblical. I also recommend two books that I hope and pray will help you understand a biblical approach to sanctification rather than spiritual formation. The first one is called Out of Formation by Dr. Gary Gilley, and the other one is called Five Things Every Christian Needs to Grow by Dr. Sproul. I will provide these resources in the info section of this podcast. Thanks for listening. You can contact me at my website, chewmadenew.com, or you can call me at 510-516-CHEW. That's 510-516-2439. Or you can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And do you know someone who's hurting and needs hope? Maybe you're listening and need hope. Well, regardless, check out my story from Celebrate Recovery on YouTube. If you were encouraged by it and learned something from it, please share it with others and use the hashtag Gospel-Centered Autism Awareness whenever you do so. You can find my story on YouTube as Celebrate Recovery Testimony Dave Chu, or you can go to chewmadenew.com and click on the link that says, "Click here to watch my testimony." Until next time, peace out and God bless. Cinco's!